shies away from you, you want to pet him, you say, come here, I'm going to hurt you. You say, I...
I'm not going to hurt you.
And he...
He's not going to hurt you.
And they...
They aren't going to hurt you.
Now, if you wanted to, you weren't certain you were right about something, so you might ask. You ask someone, "I'm right."
I'm right about that.
You want to know that? You say, "I'm right." Oh, let me see.
Aren't I?
Okay. And going to do something, you see. Say, someone says, who is going to do it? You say, we.
We are going to do it.
The past and we.
We've done it.
We
did. You mean in the past?
Yes.
We did it.
We were going to do it. We didn't get around to it, but we.
We're going to do it.
Okay. And you.
You are going to do it.
The past. The past?
No, you did it.
What did you say though before? You.
You were going.
Yes.
I thought you wanted the.
That's right. And they.
They are going to do it.
In the past.
They did it.
They're going to do it though. They. The same as we were. You were.
They were going to do it.
Someone says, did you do that? And you say, no, it wasn't.
It wasn't I.
And you don't use this be you in any context. You say your mother did, but you don't.
I've been accused of.
Have you? In what? Well, how would you use it?
He be'd.
In what respect? How would it?
Instead of saying he was, I guess we say he bees crabby or.
Okay.
Or I bees in bed when they.
Okay.
I never knew I ever used it, and I don't know if that was the only time that I was called on it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. How about something you might wear over a dress if you were, cooking?
An apron.
A man might wear what over his shirt? What's going on? He might put on a
coat.
And then between his coat and his shirt, he might wear a.